I pressed the right button. Welcome to the show. Without further ado, let's get the phone ringing. It's Wuppy's Winch every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday on rogueserver.com.
From 7 to 10.
Welcome to the show. We're going to do fingerboarding tonight.
Hello?
Oui?
Hi. Hey, you were on mute. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, ma'am. We're fingerboarding tonight.
Yeah.
So
doing some kickflips.
We have James Scrugg.
We're doing some kickflips. It's me. I'm James Scrugg, the original Scruggalo.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is bad. This is going to be a rough night, Whoopi.
Your boy is
very, very high.
I just hope the packets are okay. They're dropping like I'm gonna have to do a reset.
To the chat. We sound okay. Can you tell us?
Is there packets?
We sound bad. Who's going? You're going.
Oh, okay. Yo, I'm with James, the original Scruggalo, and we just, we had a little bit of an inquiry for y'all.
Come again, I did not get you well.
Yo, this is Jacoby. I'm the second Scruggalo. James is the original one, of course. With the pillow and all, we did it. So.
The motel of Chef Bajan is actually closed for the winter.
Oh, we smoked the pillows there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
we rolled that shit up. We had a spare key.
We had an extra key from our last day there, and we just walked in and we smoked the pillows up.
I poured a ton of weed up in that piece.
Yeah, we rolled them pillows up tight. Got all sorts of fillies in them.
It was about a half ounce that went into that bad boy.
More like half pound. That's a whole pillow. So we just...
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm saying the motel is closed for the winter.
We have your pillows.
Pillows for the motel of Fleuve d'Argent.
The bed. We have the bed from the motel. We took it in the fall.
The motel is actually closed.
We took the bed in the fall. That was a couple months ago.
Yeah, we snuck it out in the dead of night.
We saw a couple people walking sideways through your motel.
What do you need now?
Oh, do you want the bed back?
We need a new bed.
We smoked the bed up pretty good. It's like there's half the bed left. So if you want like half a bed, we can bring it to you.
I'm saying the motel is closed actually. We open us from beginning May.
Okay, and
right.
Then do we bring the bed back at the beginning of May?
Yes.
Okay.
From beginning May.
And the original Scruggler has a question for you.
Yes.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I'm not getting you well.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Just a rough estimate.
I'm sorry. I cannot respond.
If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much would the woodchuck chuck?
I'm sorry, I need to leave.
Okay. You can't take the phone with you?
Nope. Oh, I don't have the background music queued up either. Oh, this is a total train wreck. I'm dropping packets.
I know this is your show and everything, but you probably shouldn't lead with, I did it with the pillows.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't lead
with
that.
Hey, man, it's a free country.
You probably shouldn't lead with, I did it with the pillows.
Hey, man. You know,
wherever you're whatever, calling.
There's no victim, and whatever floats the
that
boat.
That was Canada?
Yeah, French Canada.
I thought you were, well, interesting.
Where's the... if you're listening to the show, this is the part where it gets really serious because there's no background music.
The part where James gonna do some kickflips.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Welcome to the
show. I want everyone to post their favorite picture of Sinbad in the chat tonight.
Isn't he from that movie?
Sinbad is not real.
He's from a lot of movies.
Sinbad is not real. Why are you can't
He's from
fake
Jingle All the Way. And House Guest.
Woo!
He's in House Guest.
Woohoo! Ah, there it is.
With Phil Hartman.
R.I.P.
Preston Paprika.
Ooh. All right, James, is it your turn?
Spicy meatball. I suppose it is my turn. I don't know if I'm going to do my big special secret idea or not just yet. Where am
Packets.
I going?
Oh, comforted.
Packets?
Comforted. Okay. French Canada.
Right. Hey man, what's going on? My friend came down there and he just keeps dropping a bunch of packets, and I was wondering have you seen any of his packets? Like, they would just be little packets. And he said that he was dropping a lot of them while we were talking. And so I'm trying to like call around and see if I can find some.
It's up to 300.
Not at all.
He was down there. He said he dropped like 300 packets, so you'd probably see them if they were on like the floor, if they were in the room that he was in. I don't remember what room he stayed in. I don't know if he does. What room did you stay in, bro?
I don't know.
Oh, he doesn't know what room he stayed in. But
no,
yeah.
Otherwise I will know. I'm here from this since this morning, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Like. He stayed there. I think he stayed there a while back, but you guys haven't found any packets when he was dropping the packets?
Not at all.
Okay, cool. What's your policy like on, like, if I wanted to use the pillow to roll, like, a gigantic joint? Like, I wouldn't smoke it in the room. Like, I'd take it outside.
Here it's...
But like, I'm talking, like, you know,
from,
a few... But if I use the pillow,
the
I can
hotel.
Use the pillow, though. I'll go nine
no.
meters. That's fine. I can't use the pillow. But just the pillowcase?
No. Not at all, too.
Okay. All right. Do you know anywhere I'd be able to get, like, a roll of rolling paper? Or maybe two? No, any good smoke shops?
At the dépanneur, they sell rolling paper.
Well right, but I need a whole roll of it. Like, I'm gonna need essentially a toilet paper size roll of rolling paper. Like, I was just gonna put all the weed inside the bag and light it up. Shape it into a weed, like paper mache style.
I really don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. I guess I should just go down to like Target and get my own.
I think so.
Pillowcase, you know. I'll just do that. Maybe they'll trade me, because I've got a lot of weed to want to do this. So like, maybe I'll just like give them some, and they'll give me a pillow. You know, I'll be like, hey man, if you get this for me, like, I'll give you fucking, I got like, you know, here's a half ounce, just take care of this.
No, not here.
Not here. There's nobody's cool. You're selling out the whole city. All right. That sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great night. Bye bye.
You. Bye.
What a nice man. Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoppy with my co-host, with the co-most, Mr. James Scrugg, the original Scruggalo.
What's Scruggalo like? Wait, that's James. That's I'm rousing.
Did anybody in the chat say or post pictures of Sinbad? I haven't been paying attention.
I can't post any.
I haven't
pictures.
Seen any Sinbad activity.
You just send a link to the picture, and then the picture shows up.
Oh, had you call?
Yeah, I posted one.
Go for it.
Hey, Carthor. Oh wait, no, that's Faceside.
Hotel Boulevard.
What's up, Faceside? Hotel Boulevard.
Come on. You can pick up. Pick up the phone.
Come on, pick up.
Motel Capri Bonsoir.
Hi. Moshi. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm wondering if you guys have any pillows and pilaus.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Do you have pillows? You know this thing you sleep on? Do you have pillows, ma'am?
Sorry?
Do you have pillows? I need pillows right now.
You need what?
I need pillow. Do you know pillow?
Hold on.
Pillow? You know pilau? Pilau rice? Do you have pilau rice? Hey, Jane. What to do? Fingerboard over this lady's car.
I'll fingerboard over your face. I'm not fingerboarding on anyone's car. That's rude and could be construed as vandalism, which is against the law.
Hey, lady, are you here? I'm in my room taking dabs, hot ass dabs. Not the lady. Are you here? Banchoed! And the packets, man. This packet's fucked up. Hey, Clotmaster, make a call.
Well, Clotmaster's in the green room because he doesn't want to come on the air, even though he's perfectly invited. He's been invited 100 million times. I invite him out. Like, I'm not going to coach you on a call, sir, but you have heard enough prank calls that I think you could do a good one. And oh, yeah, that's why I'm speaking directly to him. He's back there in the green room, backstage, listening to the show from, quote unquote, the audience. Prank call. Get it. Let's get it.
What happened to the lady on
the hello?
Hello?
Can you tell my friend to get over here? Can you tell him, like, he needs to get over here and hang out with us and be merry? Because he's sitting over there, sad. I can see it in his eyes. He wants to let loose, but he just won't. And can you just give him a couple words of encouragement? Is your fire alarm going off?
We are...
He's in the lobby right now.
Are you under evacuation right
yes,
now?
Yes, it's the lobby.
No. It's the fucking animal in the game. In the shit. Hey, lady, I have a question.
If you have to leave, you should probably leave.
Can you tell my friend to come?
Shit! Hey, there's a monkey in this. There's monkey loose. There's a monkey loose. There's a monkey loose.
We're at... Do you have the right number?
I'm in 203. I'm in 203. Yeah, I'm at the right number.
Yes.
At the hotel.
And what do you want?
There's somebody in my room with a cat. Oh, God. He's honking at the horn now. Can you please solve this issue?
There's someone in your room?
Yeah.
Yes, and what is the
You problem? Hear it? You hear it? It's a crow of some sort.
I
you hear this shit?
Understand what what you are seeing.
So things are odd. Can I have some pillows? I need pillows. You got pillows?
Is it you? So you want pillows? And you're in the room 203?
Yeah, I'm totally in there. I make the
machine. Which room?
203, I said. I'm in the 203.
But which hotel are you?
It's the hotel. What's the hotel called?
Quality Inn.
Hold on, let me check. Quality Inn. Is this the Quality Inn?
Number.
This
no.
Is
this the Quality Inn?
Quality Inn is not the same number. Quality Inn is 418.
Yeah. We didn't hear this. We don't need to hear this. No.
Yes, but it
was this is the Equality Inn. It's where equal rates
I'm
for
not,
everyone.
I'm Motel Boulevard. Cartier.
Yo, she loves that.
Motel Boulevard?
Hi, we are at the Motel Cartier. You're not at the right motel. I can give
motel
you the right number to call for pillows.
Motel Boulevard. No, you're on the Motel Boulevard, lady. Call the in Motel Boulevard.
Yes, but you are in the Quality Inn.
No.
That's right?
No.
No. I'm over where you're at. You're wrong. I'm over where you're at.
Right
I'm
next to the right.
There's a cat in my room. There's a strange animal in my room.
There's a cat in your room?
What? Yeah, there's a strange animal in my room. It's not a cat. It's a strange animal.
Okay. Which room?
203. I'm currently. Also, do we have any extra water laying around? I kind of need water.
But. Sir, I'm not sure you're at the right motel. Are you sure you're next
to
the restaurant?
I'm at 203, lady. Just come on down to 203. 203 and make it
The reservation
happen.
Is under which name? Under which
it's
name
under
is your reservation?
Name.
Can you tell me?
Under Johansson? Johansson?
Jonathan?
Yeah, my name is Jonathan. Big Jonathan.
I'm sorry, I don't have any
There's a demonic cat in my room. Can you please help me out? There's a demonic cat in my room. Please, man. Please.
Yes, but I'm sorry, you're not at the right hotel. I can give you... Call the...
Ma'am, there's a demonic... You don't care about this demonic cat in your room? Man, you don't have no heart at all.
It's 418-867-8221.
Yeah. You don't have to take... You don't have to say all that business. You don't have to say all that.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't help you.
No, the deal's been hitting seven. You know what? You know what I'm saying? I was about to tell her. Hey, lady.
Oh, I love hearing the sound effects over the deadline.
I was going to explain to her how. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm sorry if all the, sounds. I've heard that's just how some people express themselves.
That's funny.
Oh,
hey, Cloud Master, come join us.
You're invited, man. Ah. Oh, welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, your rogue server file jockey for this evening. Night?
I think if Cloutmaster knew the fucking panic attack I had before we went live with pre-show jitters, he would probably come and do a call. But he won't.
Cloutmaster, make my
because
night
he doesn't.
Do a call. He doesn't even like us. He doesn't like you.
You're mean to him.
And shoutouts to Tacky.
I try to just be
Tacky is.
Kind.
Okay, I think it's my turn.
Neutral.
Come join us, make a call.
I had a really good idea and I completely forgot it.
I have a really good idea, but I don't want to do it yet. I need to keep building on it.
Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't a good idea at all. I don't think Super Swear is going to pick up, unfortunately. I'm going to mark this down on my list. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, man. What's that voice? I don't know. It's a mystery. Oh, welcome. Jim. Oh, Jim's open.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, hey. It's James.
James! Scrug, the original Scruggalo.
Tiff, I'm speaking directly to you. I'm not going to tell any secrets publicly here on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Jim?
Oui.
Yeah, I have, Cap. Can I bring in Cap?
In the gym?
Yeah. Kitty cat.
Cat?
Kitty cat.
I don't think so.
What about puppy dog?
No.
I bring kitty cat, puppy dog. I bring crow.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because it's not allowed.
I have a crow.
No, you can't. Sorry.
I have birds. I have
You can, sorry.
I can? I bring in puppy dog.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hola, me llamo Jacoby Feathers.
I don't speak your Spanish.
I have a puppy dog.
We don't allow animals in the gym at all.
La chiette sur la table?
Non, on n'accepte aucun animal dans le gym.
Oh, los gatos. Las gatos.
Hein?
Las gatos.
Las capos.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, the cats, man.
Huh?
The kitty cats. Girly kitty cats.
I don't get it, man. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Should have hit him with the voulez-vous coucher avec moi. Should have hit him with a little voulez-vous coucher avec moi.
It's all gibberish, I think.
It is. Do you know
French? It's all made up. It's all fake.
Do you just know some French?
I don't know any French.
It sounded like you were speaking in French to him for a moment there.
I can fake it.
Yeah, because it certainly sounded like he responded to you in French.
Yeah, I didn't understand the goddamn word he said.
What did you say to him? Do you know?
Oh, Tiff said, La chiette sur la table. That sounds real.
Oh. I am Batman. Nice. All right, let's go.
Your
pronunciation was fair.
Wait, can I... I think I'm allowed to call him back just once.
Yeah,
to say that.
You can do it. Well, I mean, you should call somebody else to say it.
I think I think they need to know it, though. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to ring up that phone one time. And that's it. Oh, I don't like... maybe not, but if... I'm sorry, I press a redial button. I have to say one thing more. That is
comment?
All. Je suis l'homme de la batte.
Hein?
Je suis l'homme de la batte. De la batte?
Je comprends pas ce que tu dis, je m'excuse.
Yeah. Alright, thank. That's all. That's all I had to say, thank you. I won't call again. I love you.
I speak English, but you live just spring, right?
Yeah, I just want... They said I had to say that at you. I'm not going to dial this number again. I just wanted
to... Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Good night.
Good night. All right, I did it. I did it. Shoutouts to that gym. And the packet situation, it doesn't seem to be too terrible. Except I'm recording it all. I'm recording it all. If it gets real bad, though, it's not too big of an issue. Are we just calling French Canada now or something? James, do you have any input on the direction the show is going tonight?
I think that the direction the show is going should be south.
South?
Yeah.
How far down south?
I don't know if I want to talk to French Canadian people.
Oh, but it's so cold up there, and they need someone to warm up their heart.
Oh. Well, I guess you're right.
How far... We can go down real south.
How far south? Mexico.
I'm not sure what all I can call.
Like in Brazil.
That's interesting. Hey, if you say south, you're the co-host, man.
Just don't want to call America.
I could, but it is kind of fun speaking to foreign countries.
Yeah. I'm not as good with it. Gotta talk to a familiar voice. Talk to them about House Guest with Phil Hartman and Sinbad.
Gracias por llamar a Hotel Holiday Inn Express Tapachula.
Yeah, was...
Para español, presione 1. For English, press 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you gotta press 2.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express Tapachula.
For this isn't gonna event, go well, dude. This is gonna go so bad.
Reservations.
This is gonna get so fucking bad, dude. So fast.
Quality.
That's
4.
Fine.
Or waiting in line, and we will gladly assist you soon.
No. Operator, operator.
The operator is not gonna speak English.
Hotel Holiday Inn Express Tapachula. Buenas noches. ¿En qué puedo ayudar?
Hola.
Ew. Last time I was down there, I left my copy of House Guest on VHS in the room. Immediately with the train sound music. Like...
Su conversación puede ser grabada. Consulte nuestra declaración de confidencialidad en ihu.com/privacy para entender cómo
what?
Usamos y proteger la información.
Privacy. Yeah. They don't have a word for privacy. Oh, well, no, it's on that site. It's on the same site. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. The last time I was down there, I left my copy of House Guest on VHS. I left it in the room, and I was wondering if anyone turned it in. It's a hilarious feature film starring Sinbad and Phil Hartman. And I was just wondering if anyone had turned that in.
Confirmation for me?
The 7, 7, 7, 72, 22, 2, 2.
That was 7? Your confirmation number?
7772 22.
Okay, are you a member of our loyalty program, IHG1 Rewards?
I was just staying there, and I left my copy of House Guest in the room, and I was hoping I could get it back because it is signed by Sinbad.
as well as the owners of the dog that was in the movie.
Okay.
So, has anyone turned something like that in?
What's your phone number, please?
It's 7 7 72 22 2 2 77 7. Can you read that back to me?
Right. You said 77.
Yep.
7 2 2 2 2 2 7 6 7 6.
No. No, no. 7 7 72.
Okay.
If you have Boost Mobile, you can just press 8. You have like a direct line on 8, but only if you have Boost Mobile.
But do you want to make any one reservation?
No. No, I was I'm just trying to get my it's my favorite movie. Like the VHS is like so worn out. I digitized it years ago, so I have a copy permanently. Like, but the VHS is just so worn out that I watch it now and I get warm and fuzzy feeling, and it's so fuzzy and warm watching it because it's just degraded so much over time because of how VHS works, you know. It's a beautiful medium. It's my favorite film. And I just have worn it out. And like I said, it is autographed by Sinbad as well as the owners of the dog. Unfortunately, the dog is no longer with us. But, you know.
Yeah, but in this case, you're calling at the reservation office at the Holiday Inn Express Tapachula.
Oh, right. See, so there. So, yeah, so. You can't, like, you're not down there right now. You can't, like, check the lost and found. Can you give them a note to just look for it? And I'll call back next week.
Next week? To make anyone
like
reservation?
See if you have if they have it down there, like if you can pass them a message down there at the front desk where they probably have, like, you know, lost and found. Because like I really want my VHS tape back.
But this is
the reservation officer. Yeah, but. I really want my VHS tape back. Okay. Have you ever seen House Guest with Sinbad and Phil Hartman? Beautiful movie. Just it's a beautiful movie. I guess you can't help me, so I'm just gonna go. You win this time.
Yo.
I lost my copy of House Guest Forever.
Yo, hey, I'm gonna take the phone now. I'm sorry. Hello? Hello? Hello?
They're just gone. That's why I'm like, threw in the towel.
I didn't anticipate this to go on this long.
Yeah, me either, considering I'm talking about House Guest on VHS for how long now? Do we have a count? Because I don't look
minutes.
At the time.
I'm gonna
give
you
minutes.
I'm
yeah,
gonna give
like,
you a real phone fuck? Number in the states you can talk to. Because I feel a little. I thought
okay.
It'd be like an instant.
It's okay.
Hangout.
I think I'm ready. Okay. I think I'm going to be ready to do an actual call here. I think the surprise might be coming soon. I don't know if it's going to be on this one, because I kind of want to ask about House Guest again.
Right, come on. Oh, the music wasn't on. All right, get a taste.
I got the trailer going.
Thank you for calling the Quisby Hotel. Calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. For new reservations or changes to an existing reservation, please press 1. If we are currently hosting you at the Quisby, please press 2. For any other calling purposes, please press 3. Please hold while we connect you. Calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
No! It's just going to be on hold for 1,000,000,000 years. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi. With my co-host, the co-most, Mr. James.
Jane.
It's
your boy Jane.
Scrub.
Calling out to Cloutmaster. I'm saying, help, you call.
The original.
He could save me, but he's just in the green room.
That's just how it goes sometimes when you're a Scruggalo. Oh, wait, I freaking called that number already.
Who's going? It's still you. Still James. Still the same.
Still the same James.
And I ain't playing, so I'm going to tell you once. It's your boy.
The original Scruggalo.
All right, face right up to the microphone.
Y'all talking with the original Scruggalo.
I'm rocking that mic.
Hello, you have reached the Courtyard Convention Center, New Orleans. To ensure each call is routed to the appropriate representative, please listen closely to the following
questions. Sounds good.
For new or existing reservations, please press 1. To reserve 10 or more restrooms or to plan an event, please press 2. To speak to a hotel representative, please press 3.
Please hold for assistance.
Hotel representative sounds too much like fucking call center.
Call center, yeah.
But I hit it anyway.
Oh my god.
You're gonna have to ask. On the phone, can't hear me. And this is just going out to the stream, guys. Oh, come on. It's fucking... Oh, it's Thanksgiving Rush. It's the Thanksgiving Rush.
That is a thing.
No, no. But then we weren't having the Thanksgiving rush in Canada or in Mexico.
Thank you for calling the Embassy Suites by Hilton New Orleans, where free made-to-order breakfast, a complimentary evening reception, and spacious suites are waiting for you. To make a change to an existing reservation, press 1. For new room, please.
Embassy Suites, this is Daytrell speaking. How may I help?
What's up, man? I was down there the other day. I checked out. I had a good stay and everything, but I left my copy of House Guest on VHS in the room, and I was wondering if anybody
found that.
You can barely hear me. I've got my phone all the way right up on my face. I'm holding it right up to my face. Can you hear me all right? I've got it right up to my face. Okay. Your phone sounds terrible.
Hello?
Hello? I've still got my phone all the way up on my mouth. It's kind of uncomfortable. I don't really like it.
Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah,
I think it's just our phone. It's a little low.
Your phone is bad. Oh. All right. So I left
I can
my
hear
copy
you.
Of House Guest on VHS. A hilarious 1995 feature film starring Phil Hartman and Sinbad. I left it in the room that I was in. I was wondering if anyone had turned that in.
No one turned it in, but you can also go to iLeftMyStuff.com. That's going to be for housekeeping. Would you like to do that? And I can give you a code.
Oh, no, no. I don't know. No, that's okay. I can get another copy of House Guest on VHS. I'll look one up. I think I can get it on eBay. It's probably like not too many dollars. I could probably get it for about $10, $7. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I'm gonna have to get
Sorry
another one.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. That's all right. This is probably like the third copy of House Guest that I've lost. Have you ever seen House
Hello?
Guest? Have you seen House Guest with Sinbad
No.
and Phil Hartman? You should watch it. It's a very funny movie. It's a very funny movie.
I'm going to look it up.
It'll tug at your heartstrings, too. It's a wonderful film.
You say what?
And it'll tug at your heartstrings. It's funny with a message. Oh. Can you tell those people back there to stop laughing? This is serious.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Welcome
to the
show.
I just want everyone to know that when I'm doing that character, I'm trying to astral project myself. Oh, no. I'm going to do that character. I'm, like, trying to have an out-of-body experience while speaking to someone. That's the inspiration. I'm just trying to get some coaching messages in there for my boy Clout Master so he can maybe think of some technique so he could do a call. Let's go!
Wait, who's making a phone call? Who's calling?
It's your turn.
Oh, it's
I've been
turn.
Doing stupidity for the past, like, 15 minutes. Go.
Okay. Wait, I gotta... What you're doing sounds fun.
Lab Sweet Aspirin Service.
Hello?
This is the Aspirin Service. How may I help you?
I lost my copy of House Guest on VHS up there.
I'm sorry?
House Guest video cassette. I lost it.
Are you calling a Plaza Suite Resort?
Yeah. You have my copy
what
of House...
What did you lose?
House Guest with Sinbad and Phil Hartman.
Are you scheduled for a check-in?
No. I left it there. You know about VHS? Like video home system?
Don't.
It's like a tape.
Oh, the video?
Yeah, it's like a videotape.
Yeah.
I have to return it.
What about it?
I have to return it or else I get late fees. Do you have it there?
So you stayed in a room at our resort?
Yep.
The resort is closed. This is the answering service. You need to email us or you need to call tomorrow morning.
I know you have my copy of House Guest. I just want it back. That's all I want.
Sir, the resort is closed.
You have my copy of House Guest. I just want it back.
If you want it back, can you call when the resort is open so we get it mailed
me late
to you?
Fees.
I don't know what to do to help you.
Can I just come down and you can give it to me?
No one is at the resort.
Do you have it? Like you personally?
No.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know what you're talking about.
House Guest with Sinbad and Phil Hartman.
What room were you in?
I'm not in a room. It's closed.
Do you know you called in a hotel?
I'm calling the answering service because the hotel's closed.
Okay, what do you want me to do for you and we're not there?
House Guest. I want my copy of House Guest back. You have it. I'm pretty sure you have it.
If we have it, call back and speak to someone that's at the resort on tomorrow when we're
This is
open.
Your phone number.
Goodbye.
I can't. I want to get late fees now.
Well, you're going to have to pay late fees because you the one
just
that
give
left
me my,
it behind.
Give me my House Guest back, please. Thank you. I just want my House Guest. It's got Sinbad. Oh, she had no time for my bullshit. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi. It's Whoopi's Winch. Every December 2nd, 2025, it's 8:06 and 58 seconds, post-meridian Eastern. You can translate that into universal coordinated time. Why is this a picture of an elevator? Oh, it's a wedding venue. That's an elevator. All right, who wants to make a phone call?
Who this?
Okay, do you want a hotel or a cafe?
Surprise me.
Okay. I really should be putting these on my list.
Welcome to Nobles Massage, proudly New Orleans' best place to get a massage. To make an appointment for today, press 1. To make an appointment for future days, cancel an appointment, or reschedule an appointment, press 2. For all other questions or to speak directly to a live person, press 0 at any time. You can also make...
Please hold while we connect your call to extension 0. Thank you for calling. Please leave a message and your call will be returned as soon as possible.
Ah!
Hi, yeah, I want a massage.
Oh, I hung up. I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
No, it's no, don't be sorry. Are we still on?
Yeah, you still got to make a call.
Yeah.
I hope they like that message. Ironworks building. All right, this is gonna be the traditional style.
Hi. Hey.
Man, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck's wrong with these people? Alright, you have to speak to somebody. You have to. Like, you have to. Oh, I think they just called. Someone called back. A lot of these numbers are calling back.
Thank you for calling Ernst Cafe at 600 South Peters Street in New Orleans. To join the wait list, make a reservation, or place an online order, please visit us at ErnstCafe.com. To hear our hours, press 1. To speak to a member of our team, press 2. Thank you for calling Ernst Cafe located on 600 South Peters. Please leave a message, and someone will return your call.
What is the point of having a phone if you don't pick it up? Right? I'm glad that we can all share the frustration. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wappy. Also known as Jacoby Feathers. My co-host, James Scrugg, live on RogueServer.com. Are you receiving our audio waves from the Rogue Server file jockeys?
Hello, this is the Grand Isle Restaurant. What can I do for you?
Hey, it's Jimmy from next door.
It's Jimmy. I'm not familiar with you. I think I might. This might be because I'm relatively new. I've only been working here a month.
It's all right.
What can I do for you?
Maybe you can help. Probably. I'm having a bit of a little issue with Outback. Are you the guy that I talked to earlier today? I'm having a panic attack. What's your name? Were you Outback earlier? What's your name?
No, I was not. I'm Nathan, Nathaniel, friend of Nathan.
Nathaniel? One of your guys was over here fingerboarding. Like, and it's like making a lot of noise and fucking shit up. You gotta somehow straighten it out. I don't know if you know who that is. Do you know who that is?
I'm sorry.
You know who's doing that?
No, they were doing what now?
This is Jimmy.
What is it they're doing?
They're fingerboarding.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just next door here.
And you meant to call the Grand Isle Restaurant?
Yes. Please.
You were next door to the Grand...
If you could help.
Okay.
I'm having a panic attack.
And somebody's outside
fingerboarding. This guy's
fingerboarding
over here making... Yeah, like, making a ruckus... Tearing it up.
All right,
you
give me one moment
about?
While I get a manager on the phone.
No.
Good peaceful and serene. Oh, I'm muted to the phone, so they can't hear me.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Jimmy from next door. Is this a manager?
Uh-huh.
I'm out back right now. I don't know. Have we met? What's your name?
I'm not sure. How can I help you? Yeah, what you need?
Do you smoke?
Huh?
Do you smoke? Were you the one we were smoking out back?
No.
I'm in the van. Just have a little bit of an issue. One of your guys was fingerboarding over here and making a ruckus, kind of messing things up. It's all right. We got it cleaned up, but if you could, I don't think it was Nate, but, and I was smoking with one of the guys. I don't know if you know, I'm having a panic attack. If you could, I don't know if you assist or if you can help.
Yo,
at all.
Yo, what? What's going on, bro? You alright? Who are you talking to? Bro, do you need a glass of water? Bro, who are you on the phone with?
This is Grand Ole Restaurant.
Hi, what was he talking about? I just got back. We were hanging out. Like,
he said he's in a van having a panic attack.
In a van? No, he's not in a van.
Being fingerboarded and,
He's not being fingerboarded. No, good, no. No, we were up in our room. We were hanging out. We were playing with fingerboards, like little miniature skateboards. He and I are, like, uh-huh. We're not really professional fingerboarders, but we're pretty good at it. And, like, we were fingerboarding, and then we smoked a little bit, and then he started talking about, like, hey, where are we going? Like, stop. And, like, he thought I was, like, taking him somewhere, but we haven't left. Like, we haven't left. And then, like, I'm going to call him.
Bad drugs and that. Hey.
Well, I'm fine. Like, it's normal weed. Okay? Like, it's normal weed. I think that he's just kind of having his own kind of thing going on right now. Like, I know, like, he's got some shit going on.
Listen to me. We did have an employee that picked up some bad shit one time, and we had to have him sent to an emergency room. Make sure he's good.
Just some weed.
People are doing really fucked up shit.
Weed.
They're putting it in the weed.
Well, like I got the weed from the store. I got it from, like, a real store with a real person. I didn't buy it on the street.
Get out of my van, man. Get out of my van, dude.
He thinks that we're in a van right now. Like, we're literally in our room.
I would call somebody.
I mean, like somebody, he like tried, I guess.
911.
No, I'm not going to call 911 for this.
Jimmy,
I think he's okay. I think that he's going to be okay. I think that he needs to just take a breather.
He's on your watch.
He needs to drink some water.
He's on your
watch. No, I'm watching him. I'm absolutely watching him.
Okay.
And if I think that he needs to go somewhere, then I'll take him there.
Where are y'all at right now?
We're just at home. Don't worry about it. We're at home. We're safe. He's
safe. He's making a very silly face.
He called New Orleans? Like, what is it? See, like, this is what I mean. Like, this is what I mean. Like, he picked up the phone called New Orleans. Like,
yeah.
Stop fingerboarding.
Telling you, you need to keep an eye on your body.
And now he's mad that we're fingerboarding, and, like, he's good at fingerboarding. I think that, like, I think he took something else, man.
His
number for a reason. I would suggest you call the emergency room. Call the emergency room. This is Jesus. Call the emergency room.
Jesus.
That lady rules.
What a cool lady. Holy smokes.
What the fuck was that, dude? I couldn't do anything, especially in the end with feet. Oh my god. That was so good.
Yeah, Jesus just Jesus just
this is
told
Jesus.
Me.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know, and she's like, you need to call the emergency room. I'm like, no, he just smoked some weed. He's just having a panic attack. It's fine.
Oh.
Nothing you can do to treat a panic attack.
Hold your
There's
breath.
No, like, yeah, hold your breath until you pass out.
Oh. What a cool lady.
He
cool
said
lady.
He's being fingerboarded.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. No one's being fingerboarded or is, well, I'm not on drugs. I had a caffeine drink. I guess I am on drugs. I'm Whoopi, your Rogue Server file jockey for tonight with my co-host, Mr.
Jane.
Scrug, the original Scruggalo. It is 8:20 and 30 seconds, but very mainstream standard time. It's December 2nd, 2025. Welcome to Whoopi's Wench every December 2nd, 2025. And we are in a callie. Who wants to talk to a hotel?
Not me.
Okay.
I'll make the call.
All right.
I'll make the call.
Rosen.
Oh, wait, that's an 800 number. That's fake. That's not real. Oh, a casino. It has a casino compartment, but it doesn't have.
Casino? Let's do the casino. Let's go watch.
Oh, it doesn't have a direct number.
Oh, fucking casino.
God damn it, casino. Casino.
Remember to drink your water, guys.
Drink water every day.
It's bad for you.
Such a whimsical sound, this background music.
Imagine being hit by it.
I'm not sure if this has a casino to it. Probably not.
Should I open a Pokemon card live on air?
A Pokemon card? Free country, man. Alright, dialing.
Dialing.
What'd you get?
Let me open up this one.
We only have so much time to leave.
Thank you for calling JW Marriott New Orleans. Home to a fuller you.
In order Nola?
To assist you, memorable experience, please listen to all options before selecting.
Mustard! Ketchup!
Oh, okay. They hung up whenever I pressed zero a bunch. Welcome.
I got a youngster.
Youngster?
Yeah, I got a youngster.
That's not real.
I got a pussy. I got, let's see, a fleafy. Let's see what else. A pony.
Oh my god, they're not picking up. Oh my god.
A floating.
Sloking?
Floating. Poke Gear 3.0. Tandemers.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Downtown Superdome. For reservations, press 1. For sales, please press 2. For accounting, press 3. For human resources, press 4. For the restaurant, press 5. To speak to the front desk or operator, press 6. Thank
Justin Bieber.
Your call is being transferred.
Holiday Inn Downtown Superdome. Can I put you on a brief hold, please?
No, I have to ask you something. It's kind of a time.
Can I put you on a brief hold, please?
How long? This involves my room. Fucking lady. Who does she think she's important? This fucking lady thinks she's important.
How long do you want to wait for her?
No, let's give 2 seconds. 1, 2, hang on.
50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I got some shit-ass Pokemon cards. Fucking shit!
Pikachu, 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 Pikachu.
I got a Charmander.
Charmander?
Yeah, it was earlier.
Bulbasaur, 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 Bulbasaur.
I want that. Yeah, I just think.
Alright, bye, lady.
What is this shit?
Okay, welcome to the show. There it is. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Rogue Server file jockey for tonight. Sniffing with my nose. Alright, casino truck stop. You wanna talk to a casino truck stop?
Yes. Why, yes. Man, these people are busy gambling.
Palms Casino. Hello.
Hi, I'm having an issue with one. Hi, how are, can you hear me?
Yes.
Ma'am. Yes, I'm having an issue with my one of the machines. And
what?
I believe that I have the machine issue with the casino.
Where you
machine.
At?
I'm at the craps machine. It keeps hitting 7. I'm at the craps machine. It keeps hitting 7. I'm about to throw shit.
Are you satisfied with that?
Yes.
Okay. There's a Museum of Death, but it's closed. Are you? Who else wants to make a call to something? Casinos. There's a lot of casinos here. Wonder how many gyms are down here. I was having fun calling gyms. It's different. Alright, I guess I'm gonna call. There's a break coming up. We're gonna do a break because you can't just sit still for 3 hours. It's unreasonable.
You have reached Prime Fitness RX. To reach us, our email is info.
No. Earned that body. Oh no. I don't have any gym ideas. Hi. Is this the gym?
On my body.
Is this the gym?
Yes.
I was in there earlier. I was trying to pick it up, but I wouldn't. It didn't even move. It didn't even budge.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to pick it up, but it didn't even budge. It didn't even budge. Oh, okay. Oh shit. I gotta make one more call before I get a break. That way I know what I'm doing. That way I know what's up. Oh. Welcome to the show. It's almost break time.
Welcome.
Oh.
Hello.
What's up? Never hear you.
Nothing much.
I never hear you talk much on here.
I know.
Oh, I wanna make one more call for a break. Do you wanna make a call?
Nah.
Okay.
Vous allez coucher, bonsoir.
Hi. Hi. Hey. Is this hotel? Hotel?
It's a bed and breakfast.
I have, can I bring in, a puppy dog?
Oh, sorry, no.
How about a kitty cat?
No.
I have a kitty cat?
No, we don't take any animal.
Oui. I have a puppy dog. I have service medical.
A moment, please.
Good evening.
Hi.
Yes?
Me llama Jacoby Feathers.
Sorry, what?
I am Jacoby Feathers.
Yes, and so?
I have medical dog.
Yes, I understand that, but we don't take any animals in the house.
You have to or I die.
No.
He saves my life.
I understand that, as I mentioned, but we don't take any animals.
If I cannot have him, I will die.
Take yourself another phone number for an hotel, maybe they will serve you correctly.
You have to let me in, man. This is Jacoby.
No.
I'm Jacoby.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm Jacoby.
I'm sorry, no.
It is medical. You cannot discriminate.
There's no discrimination.
You are discriminating?
We don't allow any animal in the house. Period.
I cannot see. I cannot hear. I cannot walk.
I understand that, but it's no, period.
He is my hearing ear dog.
My wife is allergic to dogs.
I am allergic to wife?
No.
Hi.
Listen, take another hotel, please. Good night.
Can I give you $100? Hello? I am Jacoby. I am Jacoby. All right, I think we're going on a little break here. Shit, I don't have any. What do I have here? This is the part of the show where it gets real serious.
Oh, no.
If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. And I'm Wuppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey for tonight. Does anyone have anything to say before we go to break?
Boobies.
Okay.
Yeah, boobies.
Jacoby's. All right. We'll be back. Oh no. Oh, God. It's the end of the
break.
Hello? Oh, hi. I made
it. Welcome back. Welcome
back
to the show. I took
a
really big dab.
If you're still here, welcome back.
If you're still here, you're doing better than me. If you're in the green room, you should come to the live room and make a call now that the break is over on the second half of the show. If you'd like to make a call, join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. Join the live room and someone will unmute you and you will make a fucking phone call. I almost did that perfectly.
The first half is
stumbled at the end.
Exact same as the second half. So you just
except other people can make calls. People that don't always normally make calls. It's for the fans.
That's right.
It's for the folks in the audience. The second half of the show. When the second half of the show and the audience folks can join in. The people in the green room.
Yeah, Master, we're talking about you.
Rosin,
come on,
buddy. Nice. You need to be
nice.
I'm
trying to be
nice.
I'm trying to be condescending and be nice.
For those of you listening who spend any time in the Discord server, you would know that Rosin is not very nice to Mr. Cloudmaster.
He just makes a fool of himself each time he speaks about Dharma.
Welcome,
speaking on
welcome.
The recent drama live
oh my God.
On the air.
Wait, what are we?
It's whoopies. what was the word today?
Oh, winch. Winch.
Winch.
Whoopies. It came to me in a dream. And that's not bullshit either. That really happened.
No, it's bullshit.
No,
that's
it actually did happen. I make
fucking
a lot of
bullshit,
stuff up.
Dude. Quit lying.
Bullshit.
Quit lying.
I make a lot of stuff up because it's fun. I didn't make that one up. It's real. That's dreams we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen.
Dreams.
Okay, I guess I'm calling. French.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
so
hello.
So
Hotel Port Royal?
How can I help?
Do you have group toilets? A what? Group toilet? No.
Why?
A group bullet.
Toilet?
Toilet.
Yeah.
There's a toilet in every single room, yes.
Is it for a group size?
No, we don't have a public toilet.
We need multiple users on one toilet.
Are you a hotel guest?
I am going to be in the hotel. We need good.
When?
Tonight, we need group toilets. For the,
we don't have that. There's only one toilet per room.
We need one toilet for four people at once.
No, we don't have that.
I have it. Do I bring it in?
I don't understand what you're asking.
I have a toilet. Can I bring it in? That is the correct reaction. If you're from...
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make.
Oh.
I just landed 12 kick clips in a row. That's a new record. Thank you for your attention to this matter. 12.
12?
12 kick flips in a row. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Wow.
Wow. 12.
Live on the air, I could attempt to recreate if Whoopi would like.
Okay, let's turn down the music so we can hear the kickflips.
Okay, we're gonna try.
All right, are you ready?
Can you hear it? Can
yeah.
you hear it when I hit on the table? Okay. All right.
Okay. Whenever you get one, just say the number.
All right, I will. All right, we're gonna start now, everybody.
All right.
We're starting now.
Oh, I didn't get any. I haven't gotten any. Oh, one. Goodness. Two. Oh, I have to start over. One. Two. No. Start over. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Ah, eight. I got eight.
Fuck, one. Just say you got it.
Nice.
One. No. One. No. One. Two. Three. Three. That was just three. Okay. Back to the show, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. That was James Scrugg with the 13 kickflip attempt. Live on rogueserver.com/wappy. We are your Rogue Server file jockeys. Okay.
Wait. He is really fingering the board on air. He's putting in some ass into it.
Wait, who's going? Who's going? Who's going?
I guess I'll go.
Alright, do you want to call French Canada?
Yeah, sure, let me call French Canada. What am I calling in French Canada?
Hotels.
Okay,
this is
good.
Hotel Le Chateau de Pierre.
Hey, Buckshot, you're doing a really good job, man.
Hey, thanks, Clubmaster. Is it your turn to do a call yet? Oh, look, you went back to the green room, everybody. For those of you listening on the IRC or whatever, on rogueserver.com/whoopee, Cloudmaster joined from the green room and then went back to the green room. It's like he came out on stage for a second.
La messagerie de votre correspondant est pleine. Vous ne pouvez pas laisser de message. Au revoir.
Whoa, au revoir. I know au revoir. I do know au revoir. But sometimes you think you've got a great group of guys and then you get stabbed in the back.
It just sucks.
Voted out in the dead of night. Just sucks.
Just sucks.
Oh, this is a bed and breakfast. I'm assuming.
It just sucks when you think a great group of guys is going well and one of them betrays you. Just sucks, man.
Pour parler à la réception, faites le 2. Pour la comptabilité et l'administration, faites le 3.
Does anyone speak French? I heard...
So
bonjour et bienvenue à la collection Atelier Ramiro.
Zero.
Bonjour et bienvenue à la collection Atelier.
Bonjour. That means hello.
Arthur, aren't you in Sweden or something?
Enregistrez
yeah,
votre message.
Au revoir.
Don't you speak
ou
French?
Sur étoile
no,
pour
I don't.
L'opérateur.
What do you speak?
Ah!
English. He speaks English, obviously. What the hell? What kind of answer is that?
Exactly.
MC Paperclip in the chat says, come on, Cloudmaster, you should do one.
Yeah, Cloudmaster, do one.
He's too ethical to do a good prank. Carter should try to do one in English.
I'm not here.
La mention! La mention! Oh, I already called it. No, wait, I didn't call it. It didn't copy to the clipboard. Oh god, not this woman again.
To be served in English, please press 9. Pour une réserve.
Oh, thank God.
If you are calling to make a reservation, please press 1. If you are currently a guest and need to speak with the reception, please press 2. For accounting and administration, press 3.
That's probably what the other one was saying.
Oh! Yeah!
Who's going?
Oh, Jane. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hello. This is professional fingerboarder James Scrugg. I'm going to be coming down there within the next week, and I was just wondering if you know of any, like, good fingerboarding spots in the area, or if fingerboarding is allowed in your, on your property.
Fingerboarding?
Yeah, fingerboarding, like, it's like skateboarding, but with, like, your fingers, you have, like, a little board. It's like a little miniature skateboard.
Okay. I can check on Google for you if you'd like. I'm not really familiar.
No, I can look around on Google on my own. At the property, though, can I fingerboard down there? You got any good, like... tables or anything, like, because it's little, so, like, you can kind of just, like, you get creative with it, you know?
Okay. Like, at what hotel are you residing in?
This one.
The name of the hotel, I mean, because you're calling a hotel collection, so we have
La Maison Kent Par en Rail.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yes. So at La Maison Kent, there's no, there's a lobby, but there's no actual, like, general seating area.
Okay.
The only desk that's there is the reception desk, and there's a computer and a phone.
Is
a
check-in desk,
it,
like,
so really
are there any, like, nameplates on the check-in desk? I could do some sweet tricks on nameplates if there's any, like, nameplates or anything like that.
Not really. It's just, right. Like, a really, really small desk covered with desk supplies. Wow. Just
I could probably still show them some tricks. I know most people like it when you do a trick for them. It's like a little treat when you do a
trick.
It's
possible, but there's nobody at the reception. It's a remote reception.
Well, like, have you ever seen anyone do a kickflip with a fingerboard?
I think I might have in high school. Yes, possible.
Yeah, I mean, you should check it out. Like, fingerboarding is pretty, pretty lit.
Okay.
So, it's like skateboarding, except you can't get hurt. It's a lot harder, though, because it's small.
Yeah.
A little teeny tiny, you know?
But yeah, I understand.
You need a skateboard for your fingers. So it's like you need a lot of coordination. You need to be coordinated. Got to get organized.
Yeah, I see what it is online. I know what it is. But
it's beautiful.
Yeah, no,
it's
I don't think there's a lot of space for you to... do it on site.
Yeah. What about up in the room? The room's good.
Like,
I could, like, take the bed out.
Usually
in
the room they have, like, little tables and stuff and counters.
I could probably get down on it. I could get down on some of those.
Nice place, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I could probably get down on some of that. I got a couple little obstacles with me. Got a ledge that I made out of it's a mold that I made out of a butter dish, you know, molded some concrete with a butter dish, and we're off to the races. Yeah, put a little bit of marble on the top of it, a little marble tile. I got myself a little bench.
I understand.
Made a little stop sign pole jam. It's pretty sick. Just a little stop sign.
Was there anything else I could look up for you right now? Because I also have another call.
No, it's cool. When I get to town, do you want to go fingerboarding?
I appreciate it, but this is a central.
No, it's cool. I got an extra setup. I had an extra setup. We can skate. I'll show you how to do some tricks.
I appreciate it, but like I said, we're not on site, so I'm not near where you're going to be at all.
Oh. Well, you sound cool, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, gangsta. Well, I guess you have a nice night, all right?
So, yes, you too.
I think we're good. Thank you.
Yes. Have a nice evening.
All right. One love.
And she slammed that phone down.
I was gonna say stay black, but wasn't sure.
Oh my god, it's so serious in here without the. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, I have checks next. That's why I'm muted. Oh.
Hey, which one is the real Tiff? Don't tell me no fingerboarding car, Thor. I'll fucking come over there.
Hey, can I do a call?
Yeah, flip. Yeah. Hold on.
Alright. Big Tiff. Oh, okay. That's what I'd say. Shout out to Tiff for this one.
Big fucking ham sandwich in the building.
Big. Yeah, Tiff. Well, shout out Tiff. An ass kicking motherfucker. You know that? You know she's an ass kicking motherfucker. I'm kicking everyone's ass in PUBG right now.
It's not a real number.
Nice.
They call these guys
jumping through the window.
No, thank God.
What's this place called?
Bienvenue au 1640. To continue in English, press 9. Pour rejoindre le bistrot,
oh, press 9.
To reach bistro 1640, dial 1.
Press 9. Press 9.
Dial 2. For Manoir Morgan, dial 3. For the administration, dial 4. Or for immediate assistance, dial 0.
Press 5.
You may also dial
zero,
the extension
zero.
Of the party. Please wait a moment.
Did someone say party?
Thank you for holding.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Bonjour.
Hi, bonjour. I'm currently smoking marijuana. What's your marijuana policies?
Are you in a room with us?
Yes, I am. I'm currently smoking drugs that I got from this guy
you
off
cannot
the street.
You cannot smoke in the rooms.
Why? It seems acceptable. I can't smoke outside. Why can't
I
smoke?
No, I mean, it's not. It's not. It's still not. What's your room number?
I think a 2110. Hold on.
But you're not allowed to smoke in the rooms. You're gonna have fees for that.
Yeah. About the fees, I'm just hitting my marijuana vape.
What's your room number?
210.
And what's your last name?
I don't know. I'm just house sitting right now.
Sorry?
I'm house sitting right now. I'm just watching this guy's
room?
Child. In 207.
In which room?
I'm watching this guy's dog. 207. I'm watching this guy's dog.
Okay. Well, you're.
It's pretty ugly looking.
There shouldn't be anybody in room 207.
Well, I just broke in. You can't do nothing about it. I just broke in. What are you going to do about it?
Well, we're going to call the police if you want.
I invited
him in. What's your problem?
Don't call the police. Don't call the police. Calm down there, buddy. Calm down there. I'll just get out. I'll get out with my dog and my wife and my friend.
Can I see the phone?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry about that.
Hello?
My dog and I will leave.
Hello?
Drugs.
What room are you in?
Hey, Ma.
Hey, we're chilling at 210.
My manager's on the phone. Bruno.
We're chilling at 210. I invited him up here. We're all good up here.
But
I don't know why he's saying
there's nobody.
Like,
there shouldn't be anybody in room 210. What's your last name?
My name's Feathers.
Are you, what's the last name?
Feathers.
My name is Jacoby.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. You want to talk to him again? He knows what's going on.
Jacoby.
Oh, young up. Oh, we're going
Don't
to jail now.
Then,
huh? We're going straight to jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't say
what
you're
breaking
into...
call the jail for? What's up, Tiff? Hey, everybody, what's welcome, up, Tiff. Tony? Hey. Hey, Tiff. Some motherfucker.
You can't say you just broke in with someone's child. You can't say that.
That wasn't your worst defense to date so far, Ross.
I can't say that. We're all going to jail now. Yeah, I know. So. Oh,
okay. I'm like, oh, I'm at a different hotel. Never mind.
No, it wasn't.
Is this the Holiday Inn? Oh, never mind.
Watch the dog right now.
Right, who wants to make a phone call?
I need a moment before I can go.
Hi, Tiff. I like your feet.
Who was that?
Hootis.
To continue in English, press 9. To reach Bistro 1640, dial 1. For Auberge du Trésor, dial 2.
Please wait a moment.
Merci de patienter.
Thank you for holding.
Or face head. Hey.
Hi.
I have a comment, slash complaint. That's all right?
Yes.
I was in there, and the person that helped me didn't really look good, was not attractive, it wasn't you.
What a dick.
That doesn't count.
You get to go again.
I agree.
Oh, you tucks left. That's sad. Seen him before.
You think you've got a great group of guys.
Oh, if you're listening.
You suck.
If you're listening, feel free to join them in Mumble. And, don't be afraid to speak up.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Everyone can speak up here.
Mush, mush.
Free speech, motherfucker.
All right, Hootis, you get to try again. Okay. Oh, they didn't pick up. Oh, they're closed. They're closed. Okay. Why are they showing up if they're closed? That doesn't make sense to me. Welcome to the show. Wumpy's Winch. Ah, shit. Where's my... There it is. This monitor.
Wumpy, you can play sound effect if you want.
Sweet.
Merci d'appeler l'hôtel Clarendon. En raison d'un fort achalandage, votre appel a été mis en attente. Nous vous remercions de votre patience. Un agent répondra à votre appel dès qu'il se libérera. Votre priorité d'appel sera respectée.
Thank you for calling Hotel Clarendon. Due to a high volume of calls, your call has been placed on hold. Thank you for your patience. Someone will answer your call as soon as possible. Your call priority will be respected.
There are many options to choose from that will ensure a memorable stay for the...
What the fuck? They got like a... We need calls, stat! We need calls! Stat!
Well...
I don't think I've called this one. No.
Are you sticking with Canada?
I can move to U.S. other places. I'm just having fun with French Canada. If they don't pick up, I'm gonna move. Fa. four, three, two, one. All right, they're not picking up. All right, let's get out of Quebec. Let's go somewhere. Let's go. Let's
they go seem down. Maybe less gullible or something. Or maybe, like, less of a sense of humor or something.
All right. Holiday Inn.
Maybe it's the language barrier.
Something.
Express, how can I help you?
Hello. I came down to the lobby. I just had a little comment, maybe a complaint somewhat. Are you able to help me with that?
Yeah. What happened?
I'm sorry. I was when I came down there to the front desk. I don't think it was you, but the person was not, not nice looking.
What did they look like?
Like a little ugly. I didn't know if I could maybe get a discount or a refund. They were kind of like their teeth were like, and their... they were like, they're kind of ugly, per se, so to speak. No offense. Can I get a refund, please? Or maybe a credit, please?
Are you in-house, or?
Yes. I'm actually in my van. Having a little trouble with van, so I may need a place to stay. Can I park
here?
So
you want a refund because the person was ugly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll have you email my manager. I don't think I can offer that. Whenever you're
it's
ready,
not
I can
like
give
that.
You... What was that?
It's not like that. What's your name?
Okay, Samita.
Can I park here?
I don't know.
Can
where
I
you
park
are.
Here? I'm out back.
Yes.
I'm out back, ma'am. Madam. Madam, Mrs., Mr., sir.
Whenever you're Samita? Ready, I can give you my manager's email.
Go ahead. Yes, I'm ready. I'll write it down.
G-G-M.
M-R-N-C-K. M-R-Q. M-R-C-3. You broke up.
Gmail.com.
Gmail. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Please. Can I ask you a question, please? Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Do you smoke?
Hey, man, move this shit out the way. I'm trying to fucking move. Move this shit out the way, yo. Hey, man, quit being a motherfucker and move.
Samita?
Yes.
Samita? I'm sorry, this guy is an asshole.
Get off the phone and move it!
He's really loud and obnoxious and, like, intrusive. But I like you, but I just was wondering, do you smoke? Because I'm right out back. Do you smoke? You hookah, or?
No.
Are you cool?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Are you cool?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She wasn't cool.
Oh, it just sucks that they're not cool.
She didn't speak Swench.
Snappy.
Oh, Swench.
She didn't fulfill a wish of being cool.
Oh, I like that conceptually also. Be cool wish.
Be cool.
Oh, that's the same number. Why is it the same number?
It's prank dial hell.
That's
the
weird.
Same number over and over.
Is this
if your
same?
Children are listening to this show right now, apologize to them.
Yo, shout out to the children! Oh yeah, that sounds
good. Oh no.
Hey, go to your nearest convenience store and stick your hand in the register. That crash is yours, not me, not theirs.
You're such a good role model, Rosin, helping out the kids.
If you see a window, you better break that shit!
Don't.
You're not a cool kid if you don't smoke cigarettes
under
the bed.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Come, welcome, welcome.
Can I go?
Oh, you got a bit of an echo.
Echo.
Do you have headphones?
My grandma.
Hold on.
And your grandma.
Hey, echo.
Echo.
Do you guys want to fall victim to a great prank?
Pranks?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you just speak and it echoes back into you. It should do it.
What?
Yeah.
Echo.
Yeah.
Como you say, suck my dick.
Does that echo back?
No cerveza, por favor.
Penis.
Nico. Alright,
Hola.
Fingerboard break.
Yo.
Yeah.
78,000.
Why does it sound like this?
Jacoby live. Oh, you still got a bit of an echo.
Stop. Okay. Let's get. Wait. I'm gonna get the number dialed. There it is. Why is that like that? Oh.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn, Austin North Round Rock, located at 2370 Chisholm Trail. Reservation, please press 1. For meetings and group sales, please press 2. To reach a guest or to speak with the front desk, please dial 0.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Front desk, Holiday Inn, North Austin Round Rock, how can I help you?
Hi. He wants to go. I'm not sure if he fixed the echo, though.
Hello?
Not sure if I fixed echo.
Hi, is it echoing?
I mean, a little, but I can still understand what y'all are saying.
Yes,
echo lol the name.
Yeah, I smell you from my room.
Carthor. Yes, echo. Tiff. Oh.
You smell what in your room?
I smell you.
Tiff. Number. Carthor. Hello. Facehead. Feet. Rosin. FCE. Weppy.
Wow.
That was
it's funny.
I'm Carthor from Sweden.
Oh, do make it say,
Ray of RKMM.
Welcome to the show.
Cloud Master, do a call, please.
Oh, snappy. Come on, man.
Cloudmaster.
Cloudmaster,
do a call.
Oh, or she heard you.
Yeah, Cloudmaster.
She heard everything.
What'd I hear?
Oh,
Cloudmaster, you gotta do a call, bro.
Everyone heard everything.
Chips and
yeah,
salsa.
I want Cloudmaster to go too.
Oh, he moved. Snappy.
Yes.
You shall go.
Who are we calling?
Hotel Courtyard by Marriott.
You sounded.
Is your harmonica
like you
running?
A request.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Courtyard Marriott in Round Rock. This is Sierra speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hey, Ramrock. My name's Pam. You can call me Pam Rock.
Oh, that's funny. How can I help you?
Yeah. Well, I'm a prospective guest. I want to make sure that everything is on the up and up over there. I want to make sure there's not going to be, like, we're going to be ordering different, like, desserts and stuff. Like, we're going to be eating, like, chocolate cake and, like, tiramisu in the bed. Is that permitted on the property?
Yes, just be careful. That's all we can ask.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not freaks. We're not going to be all, like, throwing it at each other. We're going to be pretty keeping it neat. Keeping it Christian.
You got it. Now, anything else I can help with? Or is that the only question?
Well, I had a few more. Just okay. In general, in the interest of the season, the upcoming like Christmas events and like a Hanukkah and etc., Kwanzaa too. I just want to make sure that like gift giving on the premises, like doing like the Yankee swap, like how that's going to be run about this year.
Oh, just regular gift giving. What do you mean by that?
Giving gifts to the people at the hotel as a guest at the hotel.
Oh, as a guest.
From one guest to another for Christmas or Hanukkah, etc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.
How is it going to be run? Who's in charge of it? What time does it start?
I'm not entirely sure. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't working last year at Christmas. That would be a question for,
Oh, what were you doing? Were you not employed yet, or were you employed somewhere else? Were you on vacation?
I wasn't here, at the time.
Okay. Well, yeah. Basically, who's the head honcho down there? Like, top dog?
So our general manager is Matthew Hoskins, and then our operational manager is Clifford Reed. Hoskins.
Ooh. You sound like characters in a board game. Like, yeah, where there'd be clues and you're picking up cards? Okay.
I would suggest maybe giving us a call in the morning just so we can get you a better answer on that one. But
right.
At least for that question, what else can I help with?
Oh, my dog. You guys don't allow pets.
Sorry?
You do not allow pets. That's correct?
That is correct. We do not allow pets.
Oh, bummer. I hate being away from my dog. It's like...
I'm the same way with my cat. She's my baby.
Oh, how do you like leave her every morning or day? Or how do you walk away?
It's difficult. I'll tell you that. My husband gets home before I do, so every day he'll send me a little video or a picture of her while I'm at work. I gotta see my baby.
Good husband. You should pat him on the head and say, good husband. I'll never be married.
No.
No, I mean, not, it's, I'm pretty unwettable. I've got, like, it's situation and all that, and it's just not ever gonna happen, and not in this lifetime, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the best thing for you.
That's true. Maybe it'll all work out. Maybe I'll get my own husband who will send me pictures of my dog.
Yeah.
Or maybe, how much would do you think like your husband would be up for like a gig of like where he stops out? You don't, you probably don't live near me.
Now, is there anything else I can help with?
I'm sorry, I got off track. This is not like a 420 friendly property, right?
It is not. We do not allow any smoking on the premises. No smoking, no vapes, no incense.
What about edibles?
If you want to do that on your own time, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I got these Lucky Charms bars.
Right with you.
Mm-hmm. Did you just say... I'm sorry, for a second it sounded like you said, when you said no incense, it sounded like you said something else, and my heart skipped a beat. I was like, and my jaw was like, did she just say what I think she said? But then I shook my brains, and I was like, nope. Yeah.
But yes, if you'd like to bring your snacks.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, these Lucky Charms bars. They're 600 mil. I mean, they're very. They've got a lot of marshmallows in them.
Mhm. Alrighty. Well, anything else I can help with?
You wouldn't be down,
sorry?
Would you? Would you be down?
Oh. No.
Okay. You're not cool, are you?
I used to be.
Oh, did your husband make you uncool?
No, I stopped. I used to live in Southern California, and I used to I used to partake, but you know, it's okay. I've outgrown it, I think.
Oh, I hope maybe
it doesn't serve me well.
Okay. That's a good point. I'll take what you said into consideration, and I'll think about my own choices.
So, yeah.
Well, my dog is chewing on a reindeer antler.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Woof, there it is.
Alrighty. Now, I do have another guest in front of me at the moment. Any quick questions that I can help you with, or do you want me to put you on a brief hold?
Can you put the guest on the phone, please?
No, I cannot put the guest on the phone. I have to help the guest that's right in front of me.
Okay, I have questions for them, though, about, like, who sent them. They might be, I might know that person. They might be my cousin. He's kind of manipulative.
Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
I don't have time for that, to be honest. Just being up front.
Okay, well, I do have to help another guest at the moment. Is that okay? Just one moment.
Okay, well, peace out. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, okay. You take care.
I love you. Ugh.
Look.
Denied.
Whoopee.
What's up?
No.
Yo.
What's up?
Did you hear the echo?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What's up?
Hold, because I have to go inside and I don't want I don't want Taylor to hear me. And I sound bad in there.
Uh-oh.
And it's snowing and it's cold.
snowing.
Live at 9:24 Eastern.
It's 9:24 and wait, 20
but Taylor,
seconds.
But that's a girl's name.
Jeez.
Good call, Snappy. You had her like in love with you, and then she didn't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, she was
all giving
professional.
You homie advice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I trauma dumped on her, and she didn't know how to help.
Did you try to wrench her husband as well?
A little bit. I was trying to see if I could maybe. It's like she had such a nice husband. Maybe I could have hers.
I liked that. She moved right past it too.
Yeah, she was forgiving or just didn't notice.
I have an important question for Tiff.
Ah!
Oh, French Canada or Texas?
Oh boy. Either way, I'm not going to do any French, but either one, they'll have English and the en français.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah, I have a question for Tiff too.
Yes.
You said Taylor, but that's a girl's name.
I don't know about that.
Je suis appelé à le moment. À ce certain moment, please leave your name and number. S'il vous plaît, laisse votre nom et message. Merci, mon raison. Bonjour.
Ah, message.
J'aime jouer avec Flambé.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, j'aime jouer Bonjour. Avec Flambé. Je suis l'homme de la bat.
Whoopi, you did a good job reading my
French.
My
hey,
English
Whoopi,
French.
Why don't you call someone and ask him if Taylor is a girl's name or not?
Who's going? Who said?
I
think it's Tiff. Who's and then you. If that's okay.
Bonjour.
Come on, pick up.
Bonsoir.
Oh, buongiorno. Do you speak English?
No, just a little bit. Hello?
Hi. Hi, I have a poisson rouge.
I don't understand.
Au revoir.
Poisson rouge.
One second.
Je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais quoi.
Le rouge.
Sorry, I guess I should have said Texas. I expected them to speak English there, like in general. Hmm.
Poisson rouge.
It just won't work if they don't know.
Oh, it's gotten very serious.
All
right, you will try again.
You call Sweden.
Sweden?
Oui.
Yes, Sweden.
Oh, no, I need English.
They speak English in Sweden.
This one goes out to Snappy.
Yeah,
but they also speak English and French in Canada.
True.
But Tiff will get Texas. Texas Tiff.
Pew 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 pew.
Oh, like.
Yeah. Did you see me? I just like spun my revolver in my hand and I was pretty fucking cool.
Pew pew pew.
Fucking wicked cool. Pew pew. Shoo shoo. Whoa, wow, whoa. Shoo. Partner.
Thank you for calling us, Ring Sweet Runner. This is Chris. Can I put you on a brief hold?
It would be really quick, Chris. Chris,
okay.
Do you folks allow incest there?
Do we allow what?
The last hotel. Incest?
I'm sorry.
Like,
one more time?
Oh, like, a lot of the other hotels that I've been staying at don't let you do, like, candles or incest and, it helps me when I do my meditation while I'm here on work, and, I don't know, I feel like I could just really use that right now for...
I see. I guess it's fine. I'm not, well, as long as it's not...
Okay, and I'll be careful, fine. You know, I can put it on the bathroom floor, and I can put, like, I don't know, on top of a book or something.
Won't
keep you for too long. Now,
no one's ever asked me that one before.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's important to ask about things when you're not at your own home. Speaking of, because I'm not at my own home, so I'm here for Work Artist, and I'm putting up this really fucking cool collection in one of your local galleries. The only problem is, like, the last piece I'm working on, would you be interested in coming up and letting me paint your feet like one of my French girls? Because I need a model for it. Like, that's why I needed the incest. I'm so fucking stressed out.
I'm here alone. Yeah, maybe a different... We're probably going to need a different person for that one. I'm not the one.
All right. Well, if you see anybody with, some nice-looking feet, or anybody who wants to make five, just call me back on the number, and we'll get to it. All right, Chris?
I hear you.
All right.
I hear you. I understand.
Thank you. Pew, 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 pew. Play. All right. Night, Chris. Love you. Thank you.
Shout-outs to Chris. Chris is keeping it real.
Hell, Chris did fucking keep it real, dude. Thank you for letting me skip so I don't have to be chilly. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hecko, 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 Hecko.
What's up?
Texas or French Canada or Sweden?
Do Sweden, yeah.
Sweden? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get it going here. Well, welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight, Whoopi, with my co-host, Mr. Jame.
Yeah.
Jame.
Scrug.
Jame.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm eating cookies now.
Oh, okay.
I like the munchies really bad.
What sort of cookies are they?
They're just regular cookies, just chocolate chip.
Regular style?
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Oh, he's keeping them secret.
I want some cookies now.
I have secret chocolate chip cookies.
The secret. We know what they are. Mother Kerr.
All right, Hecko. Swedish Hotel.
Okay.
Hej och välkommen till pensionatet. Vill du komma till bokningen för hotell och konferens? Tryck 1.
Huh?
Önskar du prata med restaurangen?
No.
Tryck 2. Gäller det ett akut ärende och du ska bo hos oss på pensionatet i natt? Så tryck 3 för att komma till.
Press 3.
Gesundheit.
Oh, I pressed 1 already.
Hej och välkommen till pensionatets bokning. Vi svarar i telefonen måndag eller fredag på kontorstid. För övriga tider så är ni välkomna att mejla oss på hello@pensionatet.com. Så svarar vi ert mejl.
I don't understand this.
We're not answering right now.
I'm going to call back and press 3 now.
Try it.
You guys all giggling was very cute. Skateboarding Cookie Monster.
Pick up. You're closed.
I'm from out of my apartment. I'm calling it.
Huh?
I'm a stupid American.
You're going to talk to an office?
I'm American.
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Yeah, do you speak English?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Can I do FICA with you?
What can you?
Can I do the FICA with the coffee? You know, we sit down, we drink coffee, and we talk about our life. Can I do that with you right now?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the hotel. I'm in my room right now. Can I come over there and do some FICA? I don't know. I've only been to IKEA. It's my only experience. Pardon?
We don't have any space there.
No, with you. I mean, I got some coffee here right now. We can do some FICA, whatever.
No. I'm not there.
No. It's okay. I'll give you. This is the Swedish. Of all the Swedes, they do it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
Come on, what's wrong with you? Come on. I'll give you a tip. A big tip.
Aw.
Man.
Tip denied.
Asshole.
What is it again? Coffee and cars?
Pika.
Oh, do we have to do it under the bed?
I need to keep this one over here, and then keep. Okay, I want to ask.
Very important.
Oh, Echo.
Uh-oh.
All right. I need to ask a very important question about my Poisson Rouge. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy. 9:36 and 28 seconds post meridian Eastern, December 2nd, 2025. Every day, Whoopi's winch. Every December.
Tel Jean Martin, for English Press 1. Nous sommes présentement fermés. Pour. Bienvenue au restaurant Motel Jean Martin, for English Press 1. Nous sommes présentement fermés. Pour laisser un message à la réception, appuyez sur. Nous sommes présentement dans l'impossibilité de vous répondre. Veuillez laisser un message ou consulter notre site web pour plus d'informations. Bonne journée.
What? Oh, it said press a number and then it said it in French. Very interesting.
Carter! Carter!
What happened, Carter? We have an important message from Carthor. It's C+0T7THF3. Okay, it's gone now. USVQPKYILMGEU.
What?
Carthor.
It's copying.
This is Carthor's first prank with us. What?
Yes.
Ah! What the fuck sort of lake is that?
A moment of silence for Carthor. He died
space,
on his keyboard.
Space 64.
It's fucking a jillion billion characters. It's.
Hello?
Hello?
Oui?
Hi. I'm Bastien Rouge.
I'm sorry?
Bastien Rouge, can I bring him in?
I don't understand what you...
Poisson Rouge?
You got the wrong number, probably.
Motel.
Yeah.
That's the right number. I want, just for visiting and stuff and staying there. I have a Poisson Rouge. Oh, young up. Interesting.
Croissant or poisson?
Poisson Rouge.
Redfish?
Yeah.
Oui.
Alright, who wants to make a call? I think we're just gonna go down the list. So I'm at the bottom, and now it's James' turn.
James turn, singular.
James turn.
Jane.
Drug.
Live.
RogueServer.com. Base64. Encoded.
What
the fuck is going on?
Base64.
Capital F.
You just like.
Oh, it ended. It ended. Holy shit, it ended.
It's over. Holy crap.
Hey there, we're glad you called the True by Hilton Round Rock. Featuring our free hot topic.
All right, I'm going to do my special call now, so I hope everyone gets offended.
For an existing or previous reservation, press 1.
Everybody get ready.
For reservations, press 2. For sales groups of 10 rooms or more, press 3. For all other needs, please press 0 or remain on the line.
What am I calling?
Thanks for calling True by Hilton. How may I assist you?
Hey, I'm up here in my room, and my friend has been making all these weird noises. And he won't stop making these weird noises. And, like, I've asked him a few times to stop, but I don't know if you can hear him back there, but, like, he's just making all these weird noises, and, like, I've asked him to stop, but he just says that he's expressing himself. So I was just hoping maybe you could tell him to stop, just, like, make up some kind of policy or something, like, the hotel says you can't make noises like that, if you catch my drift.
What room are you in?
Oh, I'm in the room that you guys gave us.
Expressing myself.
He's the one who knows, but he's
Do
just making these
call
weird noises.
911?
Well, no. I mean, it's not an emergency.
I'm just expressing myself.
He's just making noises back
either
there.
Either you get another room, or...
Well, I shouldn't have to get another room, like... We just stand here
friend,
together.
Love.
We're on
I don't
the
know
road.
What you want me to.
Yeah, he is, and up until the night he was normal.
But
now he's just like making all these weird noises, and like I tell him to stop, and he's just like, "You can't. I'm expressing myself. This is how I express myself."
Well,
he says it's a voice
all
for
I can
the
do
voiceless.
Call 911.
Well, 911's not going to do anything for this because, like, he's perfectly fine. He's capable. Like, if I told him to count to 15, he'd be able to do it. Like, he knows what year it is. He knows who the president is. Like, he's fine. He says that he's expressing himself, making these weird noises. And, like, it doesn't really matter, like, if they're annoying or not. I have another friend who's just, like, spazzing out, like, sending cryptography to our group text. It's been going on for days now. He's just been sending, like, cryptography, like, lines and lines of cryptography. Just, I don't know. I think he was infected with the snow crash virus.
He comes in after 9 o'clock in the morning.
I think he was infected with the snow crash virus, to be honest. I think he took some snow crash, and that's what happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am. Now, I know
1 second,
I've
sir.
Got a sultry voice, but I am a male. Thank you.
And your name? Mm-hmm.
Do a kickflip. Yeah, nice kickflip. Carthor, what is going on?
Planning on coming.
Bitch.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It just sat there all that.
You think you got a great group of guys.
Threatened to call 911 and put us on hold and immediately hung up. I like the premise. I like the premise.
Thanks, Whoopi. Would have been better if I wasn't interrupted by a bunch of bullshit.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
What? What?
In the butt.
Ow!
It's okay. It's okay.
Do a fucking kickflip.
Shoutouts. BJ!
That was actually really funny. He was perfectly normal before.
Ooh.
All right. Who's doing it? Oh wait. Sorry.
Cloudmaster. It's Cloudmaster's turn.
Cloudmaster.
You can do it.
He's still reading the link.
What happened?
Oh. All right. Wait. Who's going?
I'll go.
Who dis? Okay.
Oh. Face.
Who dis?
Thank you for calling the Home 2 Suites by Hilton Round Rock Medical Center, where free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and our roomy suites are waiting for you. If you have an existing
medical
reservation,
center,
please press 1. For new room
reservations. That's what I thought it said too, but it's definitely a hotel, right?
It's a hotel, but it also says medical center. I don't...
Jail.
Well, it's just, you know, like... Are they a house by medical patients and stuff? People missing eyes and limbs?
Can you get room service for that?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Embassy Suites by Hilton Round Rock, where free made-to-order breakfast, our complimentary evening reception, and spacious two-room suites are waiting for you. Please listen carefully to the following three options to make...
Embassy Round Rock, please hold.
Oh, you son of a gun. No, I will not hold. Okay, let's get a fucking number going. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey this evening. We're gonna be wrapping it up here. I guess I'm gonna try to keep it like even, Steven, fair and square and style. Everyone will get one call, and then I'm going to go right to bed.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Georgetown. For reservations, press 1 for the front desk or to reach a guest. please press 0 or hold on the line for further assistance.
Pick up.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 of Georgetown. How may I help you?
Hi, there's somebody out in the back hallway fingerboarding. And somebody, I think somebody pooped in the ice machine. Might have been him.
Okay, the ice machine is here in the lobby, and there's been nobody to come up into the lobby.
I was down in the lobby. I came in the lobby, and that was another question I had, is I was wondering, the person that I spoke to, it was not you. I can tell. But,
there's only one person in the lobby today, so
ugly.
It wasn't... Okay.
Do you know about
the
person fingerboarding in the hallway, making a lot of noise and a ruckus?
We don't even have a hallway. All the doors are on the outside.
Can I want a refund, if that's possible?
Okay, you can come to the office and get one then if you'd like.
Can I park here?
You can come, if you come in the office, you can talk to me about it.
Can I park here? I'm having trouble. I think it's something with the drivetrain. What's your name? You there? I was down there. I was asking. They did help me, but they were ugly. What's your name? The drivetrain. He was fingerboarding. What's your name? You there? Oh, never mind. I'm good. Ah, shit. What's your name? I'm coming down there. Baby?
There's definitely static on the line. It's not.
Damn.
It's not hung up, but I don't think she's there anymore.
It's something.
I want to believe she's there.
She's just listening.
Yeah.
I love you.
Hey, man, we love you. Good night. Bye.
Love you.
Love you, ma'am.
Does that count for you? Do you think that?
Yeah, she was cool.
Sweet. All right, now it's Hecko's turn. I'm just going to go down the alphabetical.
Pass.
Alphabetical.
Wait, yo, go.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's get this phone ringing here.
I'm still reading Carter's link.
Oh, did you buy the new copy of Carter's link at the bookstore?
Please do.
Yeah.
I need money.
Who's
Fairfield.
This?
Fairfield.
I'm getting a rip-off version for cheap on Amazon.
If they pick up.
Oh, no.
Pick up, damn you. Pick up. I don't think they're going to pick up. These people can go lay a goose egg.
Damn.
Oh, shoot. I don't... Okay, I didn't call these people yet. If you see them on Amazon, they're AI copies.
Good evening, and thank you for calling the Residence Inn by Marriott in Austin, Georgetown. This is Christy. How can I assist?
Hey, Christy, how's it going? I saw you, like, I'm Mike.
I'm doing great.
I'm Big Mike. I smell you from my room. Mm-hmm. Like, your stench is coming here. Your stench is coming to my room.
My stench?
Yes, your stench. It's you, because, like, I have a very strong nose. I can tell it's you.
Okay, is there anything I can do to assist you tonight, or...?
Yeah, could you, like, go in one of the empty rooms and just take a shower for me, please? Oh, wait. Hey, speak up! Speak up! Come on! Respond!
I'm sorry.
This is Big Mike. You don't know me? I'm Big Mike. I've been there, like, all, like 3 weeks.
Mister, I don't. I do apologize.
Yeah. Could you just like could you just like rub some like soap on yourself or something?
Sir, if there's nothing I can do to assist, I will be hanging up.
Yeah. Can I have my tip back? Hello. What asshole.
Not sure
that
how
was
audible.
Really good. She, you hurt her feelings.
Snappy.
Makes.
Oh, shit, what do
Live,
we... What are we...
The real Tiff only has two Fs. Up next is Snappy.
Snappy.
Snappy, snappy.
Snappy.
Yeah. Okay, hotel, no. Hotel. Hampton Inn and Suites.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn Suites, Georgetown. Manny speaking, how may I help you?
Hey, Jose. My name's Pam. You can call me, like, the Pam Slam. I'm a prospective guest, and I want to make sure that everything is to my likings before I make a booking.
Okay, one second, okay?
Oof. No!
Where'd he go?
Oof. He just walked away.
He just walked away. He's still on the line. Oh, this guy.
I don't like him.
You want to, how much longer do you want to give this guy?
I don't know. I don't think he, I think maybe, I don't know. Was Pam Slam too strong?
He's looking up Pam Slam on Facebook.
Yeah. And TikTok.
Yeah, on TikTok. There you go.
Pam Slam, Pam Slam. Mm-hmm. Oh, this guy, he just walked away from the phone.
Lazy.
Just sucks.
Yeah. Thought he was like a good guy.
Five, four, three.
3, 2, 1.
Five-year-old. All right, I hung up on him. You have to, I'm calling another one.
Okay.
Comfort Suites.
Oh, lamb chop.
Come on, come on, come on. Pick up.
Lulu came running in with lamb chop. Party time, lamb chop.
I always thought that was interesting, how that character became like a common dog toy.
Yeah.
What did lamb chop do?
Exactly, to be ripped apart by all these dogs.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Best Western.
Best Western Plaza in Georgetown.
Georgetown, my name is Pam. You can call me like Pam Slam for as like a casual thing. I'm a prospective guest, and before I make my booking, I just want to make sure that everything at your establishment is like up to my likings, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to make sure, basically, after a few questions just to run through with you, just to make sure about, like, with, like, the mattresses and all that, like, how loud are they when there's, like, motion and, like, weight upon them? Like, let's say if I'm, like, bouncing on my bed, it's not going to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be, like, squeaking or anything?
No, they shouldn't. All our mattresses are brand new. They were, they got in,
yeah, but sometimes, like, yeah, sometimes it can be like the, sometimes it can be like the bed itself that can be like when you're bouncing on it.
Gotcha. But
I just don't want to be like embarrassed or embarrass my friend or anything like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't had any issues.
Okay. So, all right. I feel like I just got to take that into consideration. And what about service animals? Like, you allow service animals, like, are there any restrictions within what can be allowed? I mean, like, as in, I know obviously you wouldn't roll, like, a giraffe or something like that. I'm not being ridiculous. But I just mean, like, it's technically... It's like it's not a dog or a cat. Is that going to be a problem?
What kind of service animal was he?
Well, there's two animals. One of them's a miniature horse, and it has shoes so that, like, the hooves won't go, like, click, 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 click. It won't be oppressively loud. And, like, not horseshoe shoes, but, like, sneakers, like, little big sneakers on its, like, hooves. Mm. And then the other horse, that it's, like, a trained owl. Like, it's, like, I forget which type of owl it is. It's not the owl's not mine. It's my friend's. There he goes.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think we would allow either of those, unfortunately.
All right, because they're both, like, service. They have service to provide. Like, did you know, like, a horse actually lives longer than a dog? It's a miniature.
Yeah.
Miniature. Small. You can't see my hands, but I'm doing a gesture to do, like, small.
Okay.
So that should be fine.
Most likely we wouldn't be able to accommodate that, but
my horse is whining. His news upsets her.
It's a what?
A miniature horse. Like, they're small. It's trained. It can do, like, it can perform the same tasks that a dog is trained to perform. It passed. It's certified. Uh-oh. Is that one of your beds?
Is that one other way?
Hello? The beds at your hotel. Uh-oh. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, so what exactly, I was hearing something like some interference, kind of, and it seemed to me like there may have been an issue with some of, like, the provided amenities.
What kind of amenities?
Did you just come back from, like, a smoke break? I feel like I'm catching you on, like, the sizzling out. Or is it the end of your shift? I'm not trying to talk down. It just seems like, I don't know. I feel like I want to go, like, chop, 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 chop. And then I feel like you, if I said jump, you would like, kind of stumble. I'm not trying to insult
you.
I'm just saying... Oh, it just seems like, I don't know if you're on the same level that I'm at. Like, I'm, like, going, like, if I say, like, you like, huh, you'd be, like, there'd be, like, maybe, like, a delay, or maybe we're not tuned in to the same stations, you and I? Did you smoke, partake in some recreational or medicinal substance before the shift or during the shift?
No.
Okay. So, is something else? Like a funny cigarette. Or those silly, no. Silly smokes. What was your name again? What do you mean, It's your name.
Yeah.
Is your brain just completely oatmeal?
Yes, we serve oatmeal.
Waka waka. Do you have brown sugar oatmeal? Like is it the kind of the smiling Quakerman?
No, we're out.
Oh, well, you said you served it. Oh, you're out of the cinnamon one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What time you get off work?
A couple hours.
Okay. So you'd be down, partake. Go wicka wicka. You're odd, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Tough young man. You're a tricky wicked. Mr.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotta go. All right, bye.
All right.
That was weird.
Yeah, he was weird. She had a weird vibe. It was like he didn't seem too busy.
I can't tell if he was like reading something at the same time and just...
Oh, yeah, that could have been it. He could have had his attention.
I don't know. I think he might have just been sitting there like mouth breathing and pondering.
You're like, do what now?
You should have told him to put a girl on.
Oh my god.
Oh, that
told him to put a girl on.
Stop that thing.
I haven't heard that twist. I like
Mr. Put a girl on.
Yeah.
Put a girl on.
Miss trying to steal your girl.
Miss trying to steal your Carl, yeah.
Oh no.
It's Tiff.
Good
tiff,
luck, tiff. Fucker.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I guess it's me and then Jamie, and then we're all gonna go to sleep. Or something.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm done.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm over quota, and I'm tired, and I want to smoke weed.
Okay, I don't know what the hell I'm saying to these people. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Put a girl on. Tell him to put a girl on.
I have, poisson rouge.
Sorry?
I have, poisson rouge.
Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Can I bring him in?
Who?
My poisson rouge.
Huh?
My poisson rouge. He helps me out.
Sir, what do you need?
Sir, he's for services.
What for services?
He's an animal.
Yeah, yellow pets.
He's, you hear him?
No. What is that?
He's my, pet. Service
what
animal. Yeah. Poisson Rouge is his name. He's a goldfish.
Sir, you can bring a goldfish, okay?
Yeah. You want to pet him?
Yes, I want to pet him.
Yeah, I'll bring him in and you pet him and we'll pet him together and we'll feed him flakes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
I love you.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
I love you.
Aww. He started off really aggressive and then he was very nice.
Yeah. He's excited. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, that was weird. That was very weird.
Oh, what a nice, nice young gentleman.
Yeah.
All right. This is the end of the show. This is the end. This is the end of the show. Thank you for listening on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. This doesn't happen every Tuesday from 7 to 10 Eastern or 6 to 9 Mountain. Right? Is that the right one?
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't
usually
care.
Usually it's wasted memory. But if you're on Rogue Server, you already know about that, I think. Wasted is doing a show apparently on Thursday. So if you're... This is actual news. On Thursday. Thursday is the day for Wasted.
Thursday. So if you're in the area, you should check it out. Listen to the Rogue Server.
Dragon Mirror does a show on Friday and Sunday, and I do a show whenever.
Free LaFour.
My co-host, James. Oh, Free LaFour, don't break the law.
Free the floor.
But don't break the law.
Yeah, don't break the law.
Thank you for
listening to the show. It's now time to go take a lot of dabs and smoke a joint and
dabaroonies.
Dabskis.
Thanks, Whoopi.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
the show, Whoopi.
JuniorAt.com.
For show.
JuniorAt.com.
Join the Rogue Server Discord for an after party.
The after party.
There's an after party on the Rogue Server Discord.
I might.
If anybody's not sure, of their IP address, just go ahead and ask Arthur.
Yes.
Live.
If you're on the internet, go to internet.webzonesite.org.com/business. Does anyone else have anything else to say?
Yeah, what time is the show on Thursday?
I think it's probably going to be usual wasted time.
Oh, that's weird.
He's been busy, apparently, from what we know. here in the studio live. Oh my god, what am I trying to do?
Are these shows going to get uploaded at all ever?
Oh, I have news.
10,000.
Okay. It's not a... Okay. No, it's news. Rosin didn't say goodnight. Oh. Anyway, that's all.
Goodnight,
he just
Rosin.
Fucking left. A long time ago.
He told me to tell you to fuck off.
Goodnight, Rosin.
Live. Okay, I'm really done. Sorry, Whoopi.
Okay. I'm still trying to find good outro music. Oh, go to bed, or else you'll listen to the outro music.
Wait, I got outro music.
Do you have outro music?
Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, I do. Give me a second.
Will it fit the theme?
Yes.
Okay. James, come. James, the original.
I'm getting there.
The original. Oh, it's cold. Stay warm. Stay warm. Use Ian Moisturizer. Hand moisturizer. If you're cold, put a blanket on. Wearablanketon.com. It's. Wait, I gotta do it. I gotta. There's so many outros. Has anyone seen moisturizer?
Lotion?
Yes, lotion.
Yeah.
Lotion up, keep your hands warm so the tips of the fingers get hard.
Oh, I use it for something else.
Oh, well, if... You know... Yeah. Alright.
Same here.
Alright.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening to the show. Join the Rumble of the Rogue Server.
Look under your bed.
RogueServer.com. The Discord. JuniorAd.com. RogueServer.com. WastedMemory.com. CornDown?
I want to do a call.
Oh, a call? Wait, can we do... Are you allowed to do outro calls like this? Well, let's...
No.
No?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not sure if there's a log.
Maybe.
They're going to hear the music.
Thank you for calling Days Inn by Wyndham, Georgetown. Please listen carefully.
Hey, this is the front desk. The music's in the room. It's loud. This is the front desk.
Yeah, this is the front desk. What is the room number?
I'm in the room and the music's playing. Do you hear this?
Room number?
Do you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear that. What is the room number?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
What is the room number?
Shut up. Seven. Eight.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, Discord after party, bye.
Good night.
Good night.